Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 116 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. If you have a spare 30 seconds or so, just kind of rate and review the podcast for us on whichever platform you use. It'll help us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. A couple of weeks ago, we brought you right into the heart of the launch party for Come From Away, held at Canada House here in Trafalgar Square in London. The Broadway transfer was just about to start rehearsing before heading off to Dublin for an off West End run. And this week, we return to Canada House to the official press event before tonight's official opening. And I have seen this production of Come From Away. And you know we don't officially review productions, but I have got to tell you that this is probably one of my favorite musical theater experiences of all time. To take in that show with a group of strangers and all feel the same emotions, sharing laughter and tears together, to collectively jump, and I mean jump, y'all, to our feet even before the lights faded for the curtain call. Well, just go see it. And just one of the reasons you should go and see this show is the powerhouse performance of this week's guest, Rachel Tucker. And Rachel is a West End Broadway star appearing in We Will Rock You and others here in London, as well as Sting's The Last Ship on Broadway, and seen as Elphaba in Wicked on both sides of the Atlantic. And the girl is just always working and can sing. And what's more, she's just a lovely person to meet in person. And we got the opportunity to talk to her about her role as, wait for it, Beverly, Annette, and others. And when I say others, she switches effortlessly between an American Airlines pilot, and then a local Uganda resident, and then some other town folk, and then back to being a pilot. I mean, sometimes within seconds of each switch. I mean, it's a marvelous track. And just one of many, I have to say, in this show, because the ensemble is cracking. But it's a marvelous track, and we sat down to talk to Rachel about just what it means to be part of this amazing story that is so, so much more than a 9/11 musical. And finally, just to let you know that there were a ton of people in the room, so there's a lot of noise around this interview, but I think you'll enjoy. You can hear the laughter in the room. Everyone was so great. All the people we met, but also they were just so grateful to be there, to be able to tell this story and the laughter that was in that room for the entire event was just infectious. But, so apologies for the noise, but I think you'll enjoy it. Have a listen. I'd like to talk to you about what you knew about Come From Away before, because I mean, you've been in the big musicals, you've been in New York, even Wicked once. This must have been on the radar.
Are we on? It was on my radar. I mean,
I couldn't get a ticket to see it when I was in Broadway.
Really?
I couldn't actually get a ticket for it. So, and then I thought, well, that's it, it's fine. You know, I knew it was a hit show.
Yeah.
But then I was up for it and I downloaded the album and I was like, why have I not done this before? Because this is stunning, this music. So I kind of was hit between the eyes with it. You know yourself, when you're up for auditions and a lot of shows come in all at once, like buses.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh. And then your attention is less. It was less on my radar. There was other things I was up for and having to learn a lot of material. But this stopped me in my tracks, the music.
Yeah.
And the scenes for this, I was like, I need to take this really seriously. Yeah. You know, one of those editions, you're like, got it, I know this one.
I heard the soundtrack, but I mean, obviously, it was great to see in between the songs. See, these story songs,
yes.
The great thing about these songs, they actually further your involvement with the show.
That's right.
It's not just a piece where you can clap.
No.
This shows the singer. This shows even more depth to the character.
Right.
I have chill bumps. I'm talking about it right now. It's crazy how you get pulled along and listening to the soundtrack and then getting to see the proper journey of the character.
Isn't it beautiful?
And you guys, I mean, having read it, because you don't just play Beverly.
Others.
Uh-huh.
Lots of others.
I think it's it.
Beverly Bass, Annette, and others. Annette has got a huge play. And it's a bit of a nugget.
Yeah.
Little gem.
It's a gift.
I've just said that. I am dreaming with my eyes wide open. Honest to God, every night I'm like, this is a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So with gifts.
Yes,
also
with gifts. That's
true. Okay, you're playing a real life person.
That's right.
Who isn't necessarily a celebrity. I mean, she is now.
No, she is now.
But she's a real person. Yeah. So, I mean, there's almost even more. There's nothing to do like a character.
No.
You're not playing the queen. You're playing somebody who was.
Our directors very much didn't want us to play our characters. If you want to meet them, he said. I didn't until I met Beverly in Dublin, because for me that wasn't important. Because I mean, like, some of the people wanted to hear how they spoke and how they reacted, but for me that's not what it's about. I adore Beverly. She's a hero of mine. If I could hold her hand throughout the show, I would. I mean, I do metaphorically, but she's such a heroic woman. But he really guided us in saying, please make this your own. You know, bring as close as you to these parts. And anytime we went too caricature or too funny with it, Chris was like, you're too hot, turn it down,
hot. That's great.
And it was the most freeing bit of direction that we got. They were like, he was like, let me see what you do with it. And then if it's too much, I'll just tell you to turn it back. And that's what we're doing.
Because it's a true ensemble piece. I mean, it is tricky for ensembles work.
Right,
They are the most fun. So to put all those people together.
And us 12 egos on stage, 12 lead actresses who are told to calm down, sit on your chair in the dark, and you're like, can I not be... No, you can't be funny. Just, it's a... You know, and to trust that in a director, it's... And when we do it, it's so brilliant. Like, we all got a bit hot 2 nights ago.
Really?
And our resident Tara was like, all enjoying yourselves, are you? Already? So, it's a great reminder to go, this piece, my husband's a theatre director, and I was sitting in the kitchen this morning. This piece, like, people in the business come and see this, and it's rare that you see actors not perform. Mm. That's what Chris wants. Mm. Just be.
Yeah.
And it's so rare that you're allowed to do that as a performer. And then it's like, do you trust yourself to do very little?
Yeah. Is this enough?
Am I doing enough?
Yeah.
And when we get that and when we allow ourselves to be that brave, to not give too much, it's beautiful.
Enough is the hardest thing to find.
Isn't it?
Like, it's because we never trust.
That's it. You know, you're like, I need to give more. I need to be working harder.
Yeah.
And you don't.
Yeah. So I mean, we're sort of talking to people about... I've been in London 25 years. You know,
Where are you from?
Born in Florida.
Florida,
yeah,
right.
But I lived here for, like I said, 25 years. And I've been to
countless shows, I've never seen a reaction. Like, just never seen a reaction like to this.
If I could do that, I would. It's piercing. It's nuts.
You would get letters if you did that, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you?
Oh my God, Rachel Tucker, close your ears.
It's so loud, though. Yeah. But I mean,
but
in a good way.
No, it's great. It's incredible. God,
it's unheard of.
We live for that. But to see it happen before it comes down, I mean, standing on stage as you do, like, can you collectively get to speak for your castmates as well? What that was like the first time you felt that in Dublin? Because you guys sort of.
Yeah. I mean, we were like, okay, this is because it's the Irish, and there's a big Newfoundland Irish connection. Yeah. We were like, they have really taken us into their hearts. But now, I did see the show on Broadway in September. So I was that audience member where I couldn't wait to stand and clap. I was ugly crying. I had snot bubbles coming out my nose. I'm not ashamed to say it. It moved me and my husband so much. It was the best piece of theatre we'd ever seen. Mm. So I was prepped for it. Honestly, during rehearsals, I was like, guys, you just wait. I was like, I know, you just wait. And you could see a couple of them going, I don't know, I don't know. Like slightly doubting their bits, or this bit or that bit, or how does that work, or just a typical actor kind of going, I don't know, get to Dublin. And it's like, and even I was like, nope, wasn't expecting that, was not expecting that. And it just, and in London, and then we come here and it's like, it's even louder, well, because there's more people, but it's just even, it's so ear-piercingly loud, it's unreal.
Yeah.
I've never, the closest I've got to that sound was my last night playing Elphaba in the West End, up for the 10th anniversary. That was, you know, when, you know, everybody knows it's the last defying gravity they're going to hear me sing, you know. And it's like, wow, but that's every night, and that's for 12 hours.
Yes.
And 8 musicians.
It's because of the hope that the musical brings. I think people are desperate for a bit of this hope.
It is. It's so hopeful. It's so of now.
Yeah.
I mean, this piece will never age.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. And the music is so... Like, you've got Middle Eastern Moroccan drums. You've got the fiddle. You've got the boron. You know, rock guitars, acoustic, prayer music. It's... Yeah. And it is so hopeful. And it's... And it is exactly, it's the tonic for what we need now. Because theatre does that. It has the magic of letting an audience forget their day, letting an audience forget their day, and we take on the role of letting them forget about it. But this is like the next level of not only just forgetting and being entertained, but actually being entertained in an unexpected way. And it makes you want to go out and actually... shake the world and go, wake up, what is going on? I want to take every politician and sit them down and show them how to just be and live. And so it as you can see, it riles me up.
Yeah,
it riles other people up.
Maybe
too.
That's why people are rushing to the people. Listen, I brought a 16-year-old, my sister and boy, a 10-year-old boy, and both of them were just beside themselves with, when are we coming back to watch it again?
I mean,
it's ageless in time.
And my son, who's 6 years old, he knows every word of I'm an Islander and Welcome to the Rock, and is coming to see the show tonight again.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really
lovely
it.
Interview.
Have a great run.
Rachel Tucker from the company of Come From Away that opens tonight. That is February 18th, 2019, at the Phoenix Theatre in London's West End. And there will be plenty more to hear about this from this phenomenal company and show later in our feed. So if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do it to not miss out. Now, before we wrap up, if you are a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com, sign up for a free profile page, join a fantastic community that grows every day. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, and away you go. Follow Curtain Call on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook for original content, original photos, and more. That's at Curtain Call, C-U-R-T-A. Let me just say this again. At C-U-R-T-A-I-N-C-A-L-L. Curtain Call, all lowercase. And you can follow me at John Schwab, J-O-H-N-S-C-H-W-A-B. See, I have no problem spelling my own name. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast, just get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at John at CurtainCallOnline.com. That's John with an H. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Rachel Tucker and everyone else in the company and the cast and the producers and everyone, the whole team from Come From Away. It was such a blast getting to meet all of you at the press event on Friday. And I'd like to say thank you to Lewis, Hannah, everyone at the Corner Shop for having us along to the event. It was a special, special day. And if you want to know more about Come From Away, just and see a full list of the cast and creatives on the show, visit their show page on curtaincallonline.com. I will put a link to that in the show notes. And lastly, but not leastly, is that even a word? To the High Commissioner at Canada House and everyone at Canada House, the entire staff there, making us feel so welcome. Thanks for listening to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.